Sport on RTE Radio 1.
23 minutes to nine, and with the sport, here's Darren.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to say this for the first time, but we're going to be saying a lot over the next couple of weeks. We have the latest from the Republic of Ireland women's soccer squad from down under. They are training for the very first time at Meakin Park in Brisbane this morning. That session is ongoing, and the good news is Captain Katie McCabe is taking a full part in the session. She looks to have recovered from that ankle injury she suffered in the loss to France last week. Now, a short time ago, manager Vera Powell confirmed to Tony O'Donoghue that she's a fully fit squad to pick from at the moment. The session is an open one, and as many Australian-Irish supporters have turned up just to take a look at this Irish team. The squad will play a behind-closed-doors game against Colombia at this very venue next Friday evening at 8 o'clock local time. Powell says that she'll play two different 11s in this particular game, and the Irish manager's been telling Tony that she's very happy with the facilities.
No, this is the first time that we train on it, and we'll see how the players feel. I've been working on it. The biggest thing is that it's flat. That is the most important thing for a football player, and that the grass is short, and that's happening. So,
since the France game, did you have a chance? I know you've had the travel, obviously, but did you have a chance to look back in that game, and what are your thoughts subsequently?
Yeah, of course. We've used the flight very useful. How to reflect? It is actually the same what I said after the game. A little mistake is a goal against at this level. And we have to top up when we're under pressure, when the pressure is getting bigger, how to get off the pressure. And we're working on that.
What about the travel, the jet lag? You know, we are in the land down under, as they say. How have the players been coping with that?
We're very, very grateful that we could fly business class. So thank you, FIFA, for that, because that makes a huge difference. We all say that 27 hours of travel felt easier than a 5 hours travel to Eastern Europe. And everybody has been coping really, really well. We're energetic. The training sessions, we have a jet lag protocol. You will see today also that we will play on the smaller pitch 11-a-side to make sure that we don't get injuries. The way the execution of it is really sharp, and that helps us to make sure that even though we have a jet lag, we're still building on our specific football fitness.
And the game against Colombia will be behind closed doors, but what are you hoping to achieve from that? Will you think that will be the game that will decide your starting 11?
Well, we're very close to that, of course. The France game was actually the key game in that. There could be a change, but that was the key match. It's only closed doors because we want to be able to change 11 players. And if it's not closed doors, you can only change 6 players. And we want to give all the players match rhythm. So Colombia has the same issue, and that is why we go closed doors. And there's no other reason behind it.
And finally, the players to train today, everyone fit and well at the moment?
Yeah, everybody, including Katie McCabe.
Yeah, that is certainly good news. I was just thinking while that interview was playing, Vera saying that it was good that the pitch was flat. Do you remember the last training camp or World Cup pitch?
Stop it.
The last World Cup we were at?
Stop it. I've heard the dreaded name Saipan mentioned a few times over the past few days in another context.
A car park, wasn't it?
Stop the lights. And isn't it amazing to think that that's what, more than 20 years ago?
Yeah, nuts. Crazy stuff. And lots of football there as well, by all accounts, this morning. Shamrock Rovers lost 1-0 in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier at home to Icelandic side Breiðablik. The sides will meet again next week. Now, 3 games without a goal now for Shamrock Rovers. But Stephen Bradley just had a little laugh to himself when this was put to him by John Kenny.
It always makes me laugh when people ask that. Because they react to 3 games. The last 3 years we've been the top scorers in the country. We've created the most opportunities in the country. That doesn't disappear after the 3 games. Tonight we could have 2 or 3 goals in the second half, and that question would be asked. So, I think we're fine in that department.
Okay, what was your message to the players after the game, though?
Like I said, it's half time, it's 1-0. Bring what we brought second half, and I've no doubt we can win the game in the tie.
St. Pat's are in European action tonight. They play Duda Lange of Luxembourg away in that first leg of the Europa Conference tie. It's 6:30 Irish time. This weekend, the All-Ireland Football Finals semi-finals take centre stage. On Saturday, Dublin face Monaghan, and then on Sunday, it's Derry against Kerry, both games live on RTE Sport. So much focus this season has been on the style of football, and former Monaghan footballer Paul Finlay has admitted to Damien Lawler that he too finds it hard to watch, but, and it's a big but, He says it's an approach that has served his county well this season.
Well, from a general point of view, I don't like the way the game has gone. You know, straight off, I don't like its structural sort of where it's gone.
Stranglehold really. Almost.
It's almost if it's so, you know, you're torn to attack. They're torn to attack, you know, and we'll see who can eke out the scores, you know, against the mass defence that every team seems to have. So I don't think it's great. I don't think it's great for a spectator to watch. I don't think we're seeing the best of the players that we have at our disposal on the island, like playing our you know, our game. But it is what it is. Like, and I'm certainly happy where Monaghan are at, playing with a certain brand that might be to everybody's liking, but I'm certainly happy. I'm sort of contradicting myself here. You know, that's where we find ourselves with the game at the moment.
Yeah, that was Paul speaking at an AIB media event. Audrey, have you got the jersey washed and ironed?
Oh my goodness, Darren, I'll be a nervous wreck on Saturday.
Are you going to get the job done?
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Looking forward to talking to you on Monday morning about that. Finally, another big shock at Wimbledon as wild card Elina Svitolina. She overcame the top seed Iga Świątek to reach the semi-finals. Novak Djokovic also through. Met hard work of it though against the 7 seed Andrei Rublev.